Christ is calling for laborers true in his field. Together the sheaves ere they perish, when mercy no more is revealed. We bask in the sunlight of glory, on heavenly manna we're fed, while souls o'er the ocean in darkness starving for life's giving bread. They perish in them, yet Jesus to save them has died. God paid them the debt that we owe them. Those souls who in darkness abide.
The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4:35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Lashley. A cheerful greeting to all of our friends and listeners of radio station XEG. It is with joy that we bring to you another gospel message. This is the Mission Trail broadcast of Guthrie, Oklahoma, and your speaker is Willie Murphy. I'm wondering if there are any listening to this broadcast tonight who heard our very first broadcast on this radio station in January of 1965. I'm going to use a text now which we used on that first night of the Mission Trail broadcast. It is found in James chapter 4 and verse 14. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. This verse was given on the night of our first broadcast over station XEG in January of 1965. Just as this scripture was true on that day, it is certainly true today. We know not what shall be on the morrow. There are changes which come in our lives, and we must be willing to accept them as from the Lord and profit by them. It has indeed been my pleasure to present weekly messages on the air for more than 2 years. We've also printed many messages and mailed them to those who have requested them. Tonight, I have some very important news for you in regard to our broadcast. Next week, our message will not be on radio station XEG. The hour at which we're heard over this station is quite late, and it's not convenient for many to sit up and wait for this time before going to bed. Therefore, we're making a change in our broadcast schedule. Beginning Sunday, July 2nd, the Mission Trail will be heard over an Oklahoma station each Sunday morning at 8:30. We hope that many of you will be able to tune us in at that time. If you're not already getting the printed copies of this weekly message, be sure to write us and let us add your name to our mailing list. In that way, you may know the call letters of the station over which the message will be heard and also the frequency. We thank God for his help and your prayers and cooperation in sending forth the gospel now for more than 2 years. We surely need your cooperation in this new venture, which is even a greater undertaking. Now, join with me in some of my reminiscences of the past 2 years. On that first broadcast of January 1965, as comments were made on this verse which I have just read, these words were given. I quote, "First, that life is very short, that it will not be long until all of us will have spent the days allotted to us in this world. This is now the month of January and the beginning of the new year, 1965. I am sure many have made New Year's resolutions and plans for this year. It is uncertain whether or not you will be able to live to carry out those plans and resolutions. No doubt many listening to the sound of my voice at this moment, some in their homes and others in their automobiles driving along the highways, are disappointed because already those resolutions have been broken, and you are disappointed in yourself and the plans which you had. End of quote. Do you remember that? It is true, friends, that many things have happened in our lives and yours since that first broadcast date. We're happy for those who have stood by with their prayers and support and helped us through the rough places. I wonder how many heard that poem written by Leslie Busby on our second broadcast in January, 1965. It is entitled The Mission Trail. The mission trail our Savior trod, no man had ever seen before. The winepress of the wrath of God bespoke the stains his garments bore. When offered he on Calvary's cross to save us from eternal loss and give us peace, dispelling strife. The mission trail entwined about the rugged hills of human fears. It crossed the barren fields of doubt and bridged the darksome flood of tears. And through the forest of despair, he paved a road of hope and trust. His voice was music in the air for weary pilgrims of the dust. The mission trail for you and me, he trod, yes, many years ago. The path of life and victory now stretches through this earth below. No tongue or creed was left unreached. His voice went out to all the earth, and men can hear the gospel preached, the wonders of the heavenly birth. But there are other trails that lead from all who hear the joyful sound. A trail of faith is ours to plead if we would gain that sacred ground. For all who hear this story told, believing it with heart sincere, the loving Savior will unfold and fill their hearts with hope and cheer. How blessed the soul who thus can win an entrance to the heavenly life, whose faith o'ermasters doubt and sin and triumphs in this vale of strife. And be to other souls a light upon the path of life so true, like him who now in grace and might this mission trail surely knew. Now, let me quote again from one of our messages which was given on June 18, 1965. I quote, but back to the first text. Where hast thou gleaned today? This was the question Naomi asked Ruth when she came home from gleaning in the harvest field of Boaz. She'd been treated kindly and found much favor and grace in the sight of her master. But now let us consider this text in the spiritual application of today. Where hast thou gleaned today? While others are doing their part to gather in the gospel harvest, are you sharing your responsibility to God and man? Surely, the task of carrying the good news of the gospel to all the world is one which requires a combined effort on the part of God's people. There is something which we can all do. First, we should all pray for God to send forth more laborers. Then we should be willing to go or speak a word in season or out of season, or for that matter, any time when the opportunity presents itself. Then there are some who are not called to preach, but you are expected to help shoulder the burden to carry the gospel by whatever means God places in your hands. Let us say like Isaiah of old when the question was asked, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? He came back with a voluntary offer. Here am I. Send me. See Isaiah 6:8. End of quote. Now, you realize that over this period of time in which there have been more than 120 broadcasts on this station, we've spoke about many different things. We've discussed how one may be saved and know that his sins are forgiven. We've talked about how those that are saved are members of God's family already and a part of His church. We've spoken of the duty of His church to the mission fields and how they should spread His word throughout the world. In fact, we've given you some first-hand reports of those who've gone and of their adventures in Mexico and Nigeria. We've had testimonies from many states of the Union, from those who have both heard the broadcast and read its messages in printed form. Your letters have brought us much encouragement. You may recall that in July of 1966, I resigned from my job with Oklahoma Publishing Company to devote full time to the gospel work. We've depended upon the Lord to supply our needs, both for our home and for the broadcast. Even though at times we were made to wonder how He was going to do it, He has not failed us. To Him and to you, our listeners and readers, we give our heartfelt thanks. But this is no time to dream of the past without a plan for the future. Therefore, we believe and know that there is much yet to be accomplished for God. It is our purpose, therefore, to continue with our broadcast over a very powerful Oklahoma City radio station. We also plan to continue mailing the printed copies. Therefore, we would urge you not to lose contact with us because of the change which we're making in our broadcast schedule. Be sure to listen for us on our new Sunday morning broadcast. Write to us, and we will give you the exact time and station over which we will be heard. We certainly need your prayers and cooperation now as we launch forth upon an even greater undertaking in the broadcast field. So now, as Laban said unto Jacob, I quote from Genesis 31:49, "The Lord watch between me and thee when we are absent one from another." Let us spend a moment in prayer. Our Father, we thank Thee for the privilege of having spoken Thy word to those who listen to radio station XEG. Bless each one tonight and give them the grace, strength, and courage to press on and be faithful even unto death, and to Thee we will give the praise through Christ our Savior. Amen. Here now is a very familiar old song entitled, "My Faith Looks Up to Thee," and is sung by the Carver Quartet.
May Thy rich grace impart strength to my fainting heart, my zeal inspire. As Thou hast died for me, oh, may my love to Thee changeless be, a living fire.
This message has been brought to you by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. If you would like a printed copy free of charge, you may have one by simply sending us your request. And now, until we meet again, may God's richest blessings watch between you and me, and a very pleasant good night.
Darkness turn to day, wipe sorrow's tears away. No.